Republicans get a seat at the table today. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, meeting with President Biden, pushing more targeted COVID financial relief.
If you want unity, if you want bipartisanship, you ought to start with a group that's shown it's willing to work together.
Senator Bill Cassidy's in the group that'll later today go to the White House, where Fox's Jared Halpern is live.
A coalition of 10 Republican senators will meet with President Biden in the Oval Office to discuss a $600 billion coronavirus relief measure. Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the president spoke with Maine Republican Susan Collins and invited her and the group of senators to the White House. The Republican proposal is far less than the $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan proposed by President Biden. Democrats in Congress have dismissed the GOP offer as insufficient, Dave.
Now, Jared, the U.S. says it has grave concern about what's going on in Burma. Fox's Simon Owen.
Burma's military has taken control, and pro-democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi has been arrested. The UN Special Investigator on Human Rights in Burma, Tom Andrews, says communication lines are down.
But what we do know is that this outrageous act has occurred, and that there needs to be a strong international response.
Chicago teachers in pre-K through 8th grade were ordered to get back in class today, students tomorrow.
Our schools are safe.
Mayor Lori Lightfoot says they've taken steps to mitigate against the coronavirus, but teachers demand to be vaccinated first and could go on strike. A storm that hit parts of the Midwest is snowing on areas from the Carolinas up to Maine. Some places could get 2 feet. Snarling travel. This snowplow driver, one of the only ones out in Hackensack, New Jersey.
Take it slow. It's slippery. It's going to be an all-day, two-day event.
More than 1,500 flights are canceled to and from the Northeast. At midnight, a new CDC order takes effect requiring travelers to wear masks in airports and on planes, as well as buses, trains, and public transportation. America's listening to Fox News.
Some big news. Since Election Day, almost 5 million people have downloaded the free Newsmax TV app on their smartphone. You can trust Newsmax TV. Watch it for free anytime. And go to Newsmax.com for breaking news. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. Call your operator if they don't carry it. Plus, watch Newsmax on Roku, YouTube, Apple TV, Zumo, TiVo Plus, Pluto, and smart TVs like Samsung and LG. Newsmax is real news for real people. Start watching today.
Heard the good news about COVID-19 vaccines? They're here, but you can do more than wait for your turn. Here's how. Stay at least 6 feet away from folks you don't live with. And it's risky to be indoors with them, too. And masks? Well, they protect both the person wearing them and the folks around them. Wear a mask, watch your distance, and make a big difference now.
Learn more about vaccines at cdc.gov/coronavirus. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters, and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Truckmates, Yuma's Fix Up, your pickup truck store, is Yuma's home for Snug Top shells and lids. Snug Top, designed and manufactured to the highest standard, industry-leading quality, and trend-setting design to protect and complement your vehicle. That's Snug Top. Truckmates is also your Line-X spray-in bedliner dealer. Line-X, number one in America for spray-in bedliners, with nationwide warranty coverage, is now available and installed by Yuma's most experienced spray-on team at Truckmates. So protect your vehicle inside and out with Line-X spray and bedliners and Snug Top shells and lids at Truckmates. Truckmates is also your home for BDS suspensions, the highest quality aftermarket suspension lift kits, leveling kits, and accessory for 4x4 off-road truck and Jeep enthusiasts. And BDS suspensions are backed by the best lifetime warranty in the industry. BDS suspensions, Line-X spray and bedliners, and Snug Top shells and lids at Truckmates in its brand new building, same location, 32nd Street next to Lowe's.
Weather is brought to you by Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros, with four locations to serve all of your tire needs.
Our weather's dry, and the temperature's mild, and it stays that way the next several days. Lots of clouds today, 72 this afternoon. Tomorrow's warmer, partly cloudy, 78. Wednesday, we're in the mid-70s. These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel.
The following program on 560 KBLU is a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
Welcome to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hanson, hosted by attorneys Sean Garner and Adam Hanson.
AM 560 KBLU, Russ Clark with you on Life, Death, and the Law. Sean Garner is going to be here shortly. He's, I know he's on his way. In fact, I've received a text for him that he might, depending on traffic lights, be a little late. And Sean usually comes with a sheet of paper on issues we're going to talk about. I don't have that in front of me, but let me just remind you a little bit about what they do. And that is trust work. And something I don't know if they talk about it enough or whatever, but the thing that impresses me more, and I've got a father myself. Well, I just lost my mother a couple months ago. I didn't talk much about it. They have no wills or trust to my knowledge. None. And I know I talked to my brother the other day about dad getting something. And he doesn't want to be bothered with it. He said he'll just write something up or just put things in your name. You know, put the house in your name or your sister's name or something. And that way I don't have to worry about it. Well, that creates a bunch of problems. I don't think people understand how much the living trust actually makes everything so much easier. It takes away any issues or problems afterwards, like probate. Probate is where you go to the courts afterwards, and everyone gets a voice in probate. People that are on the list and people that are not on the list. In other words, somebody may decide, I don't want anything to go to this relative, but I do to these relatives. And that's a personal choice. Well, the trust kind of sidesteps that, and much cheaper. Probate can be tons more money than what a trust would ever cost you. And then a trust is more private. It's easier. There's no pause of waiting 8 or 9 months to get a judge to talk. I can't stress enough how much I've grown to appreciate the opportunities of a trust and how much simpler it is for those that are living. And if you care about them, I think you would take care of that. I got Sean Garner with me. Did I get that right?
You're spot on. I think you've heard enough of us coming in and telling all the pros and cons of
I've heard horror stories. I've heard stuff about, you know, well-meaning decisions that people make. Well, I'll just put the house in your name, and then I don't have anything to worry about. And then if that person loses a lawsuit, the house is gone while mom's still alive.
Yeah. And that's just the very beginning of a long litany of things that
can
go wrong.
There could be so many things.
When you put a house in somebody else's name and intend to, you know, with good intentions, you stay in it and the child has ownership and then
my brother, who is single, drives a truck. He said, well, Dad told me to put the house in my name. And that way, when something happens, I can help get rid of it and all that. I said, that's great, unless you wreck this truck. And then what happens?
Exactly.
And then we're all out.
Yeah.
And then he said, I said, so I'm assuming you have a trust yourself. Oh, no. But I guess I could write up a will. I said, well, great. That only puts it in court 9 months later or whatever. We can all fight over it, including you know, your daughter and everyone else. It says, no, I want the house now.
Yeah.
Do you not understand the problems that you set up potentially? It's all potential.
Well, and it's human nature for people to want to postpone what needs to be done today for what feels good and is easier. And, you know, if we plant today, then we're going to have harvest in the fall.
What?
And that's just the rule of nature. And we can't shortcut that. We can't circumvent that, although we continue to try.
My dad is in his 80s. obviously a little depressed that he lost his wife of 60-some years. You know, he doesn't feel good about it. But, you know, he needs to have a trust or something just to take care of things. And I'd love to have him come out here and do one, but I'd never get him on an airplane. Can you do it over the phone?
Absolutely. In fact, we do.
Yeah.
We do a lot of planning for people that don't have the ability or just don't feel comfortable coming in and doing it in person, especially because the things that remind you that you need to have a trust, like illness, you know, hospital visits, so on and so forth, those are the things that trigger people wanting to get in and get an appointment. And so we can do a phone conversation from somebody in a hospital bed, somebody temporarily out of state, or even permanently out of state. If they call us and they understand, hey, we function and we work here in Arizona, the things that we're going to be doing and setting up are under Arizona laws, and a trust that we set up, you can set up a trust here in Arizona and put property in it from Oregon or Washington. You could put property in it from New York or Wyoming, and it's fine. Arizona trusts are recognized all over the country. The thing you can't put into it, and I've run into this several times, in fact, I ran into it twice last week, is foreign assets, like your house, your vacation home in Mexico, or a place in Canada. You can't put foreign assets into a trust that we create here, otherwise you're going to run amok of some taxation laws, and you're not going to get the benefits that we can provide you for a U.S. form trust.
So what happens to those? You have to go to that country and figure something out?
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
It sounds simple. It may not be, but
yeah,
you would think,
haven't figured it out yet, to tell you the truth.
Well, you don't have to. Someone in Mexico does.
Exactly. And then I refer them to the experts in Mexico or Canada, wherever the case may be. And so the U.S. is actually very, very proactive as far as helping people or allowing people to plan their trust and put their estates in order, and they put laws on the books that help people plan, and so we can avoid clogging up the courts with the probate system. You can allow people to keep a lot of their earnings and their inheritance. In fact, for the past 30 years now, the trend has been towards allowing people to pass on the legacy that they've earned, that they've developed over a lifetime, to the generations that come. Whereas before that, there was a big estate tax. It was about 50% over anything that was about $600,000 gross value in your estate. And so if you think about that, every dollar over $600,000 get taxed at 50%, that's a huge wealth redistribution. That means your farm that you build up over years and maybe doesn't have a lot of liquidity but has gained value in land because you've worked it hard and you've made those fields fertile and productive, those are going to be taxed, and the farm's going to have to be sold off in order to pay the taxes just because you died. Not because you actually sold the farm and became wealthy, but because you died, it's considered to have liquidated the asset, and therefore your kids, before they can inherit it, have to pay the taxes when they're doing your estate. So that is a thing that has actually been cut away at since the Bush era. And so what happened was in the Bush era, we started with an estate tax of approximately $600,000, an estate tax exemption. So the first $600,000 of your estate could pass on to your kids without any taxes. But anything over that, like I said, was 50%. So what the first strategy was a division of the trust. First of all, putting the assets in a trust when you're alive, and then dividing the trust into two different shares when the first spouse dies. So, for example, mom and dad put their home and their car and their bank accounts, and let's say they've got a small farm. They put it all in a trust. Then dad passes away. Well, the tax laws at the time said, well, if he distributes that estate to somebody other than his wife, then it will have an exemption of $600,000, so he can pass along $600,000. So what we do is we'd create a trust that would allow $600,000 to go out to a family trust, is what we called it, or a B share of the trust. And it would be held there, and so that trust was an entity, and we would apply that $600,000 exemption. So every dollar that went into that trust was totally exempt, as well as the growth. It was exempt from estate taxes. And then the rest of it, let's say that they had an estate of $2 million. Mm-hmm. So there's going to be $400,000 left over of Dad's $1 million share, that $2 million estate. So Dad gives the other $400,000 to Mom, okay? So now she gets to benefit from not only the $1.4 million of the estate that she's received, but she also gets to benefit from that trust, that family trust, because she's named as a beneficiary of this entity. See, Dad put the assets into the trust, but he got a name beforehand who were the beneficiaries, and he named Mom. And so he both got to claim the exemption, the estate tax exemption, and still give the benefit to his wife, who helped him earn everything that they had in the first place. Then when she dies, she gets to apply her estate tax exemption, which is another $600,000. And so now they got a $1.2 million exemption altogether, and now there's $800,000 that's subject to estate tax, which still leaves a $400,000 tax.
Right.
But it's a heck of a lot better than the alternative.
A million.
Yes, which would have been... But it would have been nearly $1 million.
Yeah.
It would have been much higher. So that was the beginning of the AB version of the trust. But we have better versions today. We'll have to talk about those after the break. This is 560 AM KBLU, Life, Death, and the Law.
More thought-provoking conversation coming up next on Life, Death, and the Law, right here after this.
Hey, Yuma, Dave Ramsey here. If you listen to our show or know anything about us, then you know I only recommend products and services I trust and I believe in. That's why when it comes to protecting your assets and planning for your loved one's future, you've got to call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. I encourage you to take the first step and attend a free, no-pressure seminar and learn all of your options. The firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen has been educating the Yuma community for over 40 years, and this is the only area of law that they practice. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and help them leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a free personal consultation today. Call 783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
El Dorado Broadcasters is searching for creative problem solvers to join our team of marketing professionals where we help businesses be more successful. Here's what it's like when you make a career working with El Dorado Broadcasters.
I'm Donya Weeks. I've been with the station 4 years now. The best part of my job is working every day with local small business owners, helping them promote and grow their businesses and participate in local events that not only celebrate the Yuma community, but also help keep it close-knit and strong.
Apply online at evbroadcasters.com/careers.
You run a business where you're the expert. When it comes to your website, it's okay to admit you're not the expert. You know you have no training, certainly don't have the time or money to work on it. You'd rather just use the free social sites and let it be. What if I told you there was a way to solve that problem? FreeWebGuys.com will build you a free website personalized for your business, and all you pay is hosting, marketing on Google, and you get guaranteed leads every month. Go to FreeWebGuys.com and get your free website for your business right now.
H&R Block has many options to make filing your taxes easy. Our tax pros can help you get your max refund with or without the office visit. Drop in, drop off, or a tax pro can even do your taxes virtually. Send some pics from your phone without leaving home. Just another way, Block has your back.
All tax situations are different. Not everyone gets a refund.
So when you need a hand with your taxes, H&R Block is here for you. Drop off your taxes today at their offices in Yuma, the Foothills, or San Luis, and let their experienced tax professionals help get your taxes won.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by Deason, Garner, and Hansen, the law firm that has been voted Yuma's best 6 years in a row.
Welcome back, Yuma. This is Sean Garner. I'm an attorney with Deason, Garner, and Hansen. And sometimes I run a little late, and I just want to just let everybody know out there that Russ Clark, you know, thank you for filling in for me. And your understanding of estate planning is that pretty impressive. Next time we're actually able to go out in public and do a public seminar, we're going to invite you on.
Can I do some speaking?
Absolutely, because not only do you say it correctly, but you say it, you put it in terms that I understand really well, and I'm sure our audience understands probably a little bit better than even when I put it out there, because you understand it from a very natural point of view, from a family's point of view.
But here's what I need. I would need a couple of lawyers in the wings to keep me out of trouble.
We'll always be there for you. So I was talking about an AB trust, and I know this can be dry material.
And they're not really necessary as much today, are they?
Well, and that's the point that I wanted to get to, is they had been going off and riding off into the sunset, because over the years, Bush era went from $600,000 exemption up and up and up into a $10 million exemption, or actually a $5 million per person, and then it was coupled together where if you could give your exemption if you didn't use it to your spouse, so that would equate to a $10 million exemption, which excluded most of us from needing anything more than that. You know, any planning over a $10 million exemption was unnecessary.
It's going to cover most small businesses even. But until you get into the big farms or something. I mean, there's no big farms. You're going to have...
So there still was some serious planning on that aspect for the big farms, and for good reason. And when President Trump said, listen, the estate tax is unfair because people are losing their farms over it, it was no joke.
Right.
If you didn't have the 50% tax over that exemption available within 9 months to pay out, then you had to start liquidating your estate. And when you liquidate anything, you're going to get pennies on the dollar. And so things that took generations to build would be liquidated in months. And that was a really sad story. And it was a hard thing, because we like farms. We like ownership being held in the hands of the people.
Sure.
Right? And when the government says we're going to redistribute wealth, and by doing so taxes these farms or these business owners, and then redistributes that money through taxation, what happens is it takes money out of the private ownership where it was being used very well and very efficiently, and it distributes it in the form of, you know, tax relief or you know, welfare benefits to others that don't use money as efficiently or effectively, and now the farm is gone out of the family's name, never to be retrieved, and the money is gone as well, and we're in a worse situation. So that's why estate planners came to the rescue and said, listen, we can put things into family limited partnerships, we can put things into limited liability companies, and break them up systematically where the taxation on the portion that of the person that passed away would only go, well, it would be reduced to the amount of the exemption. And so all of this is to bring in the fact that the AB Trust was a very popular trust for the past 30 years, and for very good reason, because we were able to double the estate tax exemption and allow families to keep most of their, if not all, of the inheritance that was being passed from one generation to the next. Well, Trump-era tax breaks just eclipsed the Bush era. What happened in the Bush era was over a period of 10 years, it went from $600,000 to $5 million. And then in Trump era, that we doubled it in a year. In 2018, he doubled any exemption that was out there. So if there was a $5 million exemption in 2018, and he said now it's a $10 million exemption. Plus, what we're going to do is we're going to take that retroactively to 2010, when that $5 million exemption first came into law, and we are going to increase it by the inflation.
Oh, wow.
Yes. So now it's actually, if in today's terms, that would be $5 million doubled would be $10 million, plus inflation would be nearly $12 million.
Sure.
So now you've got this $12 million per person estate tax exemption. So that means if you've got $12 million, you could pass it down anybody that you want without any estate tax. The government doesn't get to tax you again for the property that you earned just because you died and passed it away or passed it down, right? And then what they did is one more thing on top of that. They said, also, you can give any estate tax exemption that you want to your wife. So if I've got a farm worth $24 million, I can die and I don't have to pass it down to this family trust. I can go ahead and pass it directly to my wife in control of her trust, right? She has 100% control. And I can give her my exemption as well. It's a term called portability that allows you to push it over to your wife. And now she's got a $24 million exemption. So when she passes away, she uses her exemption plus the exemption I gave her to pass down the farm. So we can pass down a $24 million farm.
Intact.
Intact to our heirs, which are now going to have multiplied. Right, and now there's going to be 20 kids and plus grandkids, or 20, you know, let's not say 20 kids. That's a little aggressive. Maybe 6 kids, but 20 grandkids. and now they can all participate from the fruits of the labors
and
of their parents.
Somebody better get on a tractor, though. You got to keep working.
And that's the thing, you know, it's not a given. It's not like these kids just got this windfall. And if you know a farming family,
they carry on a family tradition.
They work
and
hard.
Want to.
Yes, farmers work hard to keep what they have. That land has got to be productive in order for that farm to be sustainable, and they produce the things that we need, right?
Yeah.
And I think Elon Musk put it the best when he said, when people stop making stuff, then there's no stuff to have, right? And that's the same thing with farmers.
I didn't know Elon said that. It's pretty basic.
It's pretty profound, too. It's like, listen, if you close down the economy, if you close down people's ability to go out there and make stuff, then we're a consumer economy. We want stuff, and if nobody's out there making it, then there's no stuff to be had except to buy it from China because,
consumer economy is great. Unless it's all consumption and nobody's making it.
And nobody's making it. And when you put so much red tape and so many restrictions on our ability to go out there and make it, then it becomes very difficult to not only get stuff at a reasonable price, but to buy it from American hardworking families like these farmers that produce it. And especially, you know, a $25 million farm is not a big farm.
No.
And
it's a tiny farm.
It's a tiny farm in perspective. And so we want these smaller farms to remain intact because they remain competitive, they remain lean and mean, and they're cutting out all the fat.
And they're flexible.
Yeah, absolutely.
They can get into other things.
So when we think about that, what that policy was, a lot of people, they term it as just a tax break for the rich. No, it's a tax break to keep those who have worked hard to obtain the means of production in their family so they can continue providing those means of production for the rest of us,
right.
And then we can go and start our own businesses and pass those down to our families, and it allows that pride of ownership and that productivity that goes along with ownership to remain intact. Now, here's the kicker of it all. The estate tax exemption was set to sunset in 2023, so in 2 years from now, it's already set in the books in Congress to sunset unless it's reinstated by Congress. Now, the reason for that was twofold. Number one, when the president did that, it's a political strategy. He says, if you guys like this tax or this exemption, then let's have politicians in office that are going to reinstate it in 2 years. Okay, so if we have a divided House, if we got, you know, a Democratic House and a Republican Senate, and it's not going to be repassed, it's going to sunset. So we need to have people in place that enjoy the idea of people retaining ownership of their property. And now we're in a situation where not only is that not the case where the law is going to sunset, we're seeing cases where the law is actually going to be rescinded prior to 2023.
Wow.
So they're looking at getting rid of the estate tax exemption altogether, and if not getting rid of it altogether, reducing it significantly. Now, in past proposals, like 2012, 2013, congressional laws have been put in place and nearly passed where the estate tax would go down to a $1 million exemption, meaning generally in those situations, every dollar over $1 million gets taxed 50%. And that's what we're looking at right now. And we don't have to wait till 2023 for that to happen. That'll happen as soon as the Democratic House and Democratic Senate get together and decide they want that to happen, and the Democratic president signs that into law.
We will see.
And at this point, that's actually the best case scenario, it seems like, because they can actually eradicate the estate tax exemption altogether, so every penny of your estate gets taxed. And that's the scary scenario. We'll be back. This is 560 AM KBLU, Life, Death, and the Law.
Have a question? Our phone lines are open. Call 344-5258. That's 344-KBLU.
Hey, Yuma, Dave Ramsey here. If you listen to our show or know anything about us, then you know I only recommend products and services I trust and I believe in. That's why when it comes to protecting your assets and planning for your loved one's future, you've got to call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. I encourage you to take the first step and attend a free, no-pressure seminar and learn all of your options. The firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen has been educating the Yuma community for over 40 years, and this is the only area of law that they practice. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and help them leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a free personal consultation today. Call 783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
At 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating, we offer essential services to help keep your home comfortable. We all know comfort is key in these challenging times. If your air system is giving you trouble, contact our team of professionally trained technicians. We are here for you 24/7 with same-day appointments available at 844-1-HOUR or visit us online at 1hourair.com.
Good comfort is just a call away. Call 1-HOUR.
Paul Bentall Jewelers in this station wants you to rock her world this Valentine's Day with a $1,000 gift certificate to Paul Bentall Jewelers. All you have to do, go to this station's website, register to win, and opt in for the sales promotion notification. Rock her world with Paul Bentall Jewelers.
To enjoy a longer, productive retirement, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management specializes in solid financial advice. It's important to discuss your options with a financial advisor. Schedule a consultation with Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management today. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. Investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
Russ Clark here with big news about Blue Diamond Homes. Amazing manufactured home clearance sale at Rancho Rialto in the beautiful Yuma foothills. Here's my friend, Diamond Dan from Blue Diamond Homes, to tell you more.
Well, Rancho Rialto is one of the more incredible parks I've seen in Yuma. It's got big spaces. It's got two-car parking and big back patio lots. The rent is free for the first year when you buy a new double-wide. With Rancho, you get something that's uniquely different than anywhere in Yuma, and it's a secured park.
Rancho Rialto. Also, is it has a park model RV site, and right now there's a super special out there for $1,500 for the next 3 months. An incredibly fantastic deal. Plus, you have all the amenities available in the park for that price. Spacious, come in with your fifth wheel, your travel trailer, sit down, camp out, and enjoy yourself.
Amazing savings from Blue Diamond Homes today at Rancho Rialto. Call Diamond Dan at 580-1414. Better yet, stop by Rancho Rialto on 12th Street East in the beautiful Yuma foothills.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by Deason, Garner, and Hansen, the law firm that has been voted Yuma's best 6 years in a row.
Welcome back, Yuma. This is Sean Garner. I'm an attorney with Deason, Garner, and Hansen, and we do estate planning. We often talk about public events and politics on this show, and not to say that we're not going to do that today, but we're actually talking about estate planning a little bit today.
It happens.
Yeah, it happens from time to time. And we're talking specifically about the AB Trust, and it's going the way of the dodo bird. Well, it had.
It may come back. Is that what you're saying?
It may come back. So if you had a trust that was planned within the last 30 years, it probably has some type of AV provision in there. And what that means is when one spouse passes away, then their share will go into a family trust, and that's considered the B share of the trust. And we set it up that way, or estate planning professionals set it up that way, so their estate tax exemption could be used instead of being lost, because the IRS, in its infinite wisdom and compassion, said you can pass down up to X amount in exemption to anybody or any entity that you want except your spouse. You cannot pass down your inheritance, right? And it go to your spouse. Now, there were some exceptions that were written in, and they had to be renewed periodically, that allowed you to also give your exemption to your spouse. But for the most part, the general default rule was I could give my share of my inheritance to my kids, and if it was $600,000, I could apply that $600,000 exemption, and they would get that totally tax-free, estate tax-free. Okay?
Okay.
But if I gave it to my wife, she would get it estate tax-free, but I would lose my exemption. So if we had a $1.2 million estate, and I gave her my $600,000, she would only retain her $600,000 exemption. So when she died, only $600,000 of that $1.2 million estate would be exempt. The other $600,000 would be subject to taxation at 50%. That means a $300,000 tax.
Okay.
And so we did the AB trust so we could get dad's share down to this trust with the estate tax, and then mom's share down to the second half of the trust, the A share. So it's an A and B share trust, right? And use her exemption. So we got the entire estate down to the trust for the kids to benefit from with no estate taxes. And that was a wonderful thing. People really liked that. Well, as estate tax exemptions went up, we continued that plan because it couldn't hurt, really, other than there's a little bit more paperwork and administrative costs in filing the taxes each year for this B trust, for the dad's share of the trust, okay? Well, when the Trump tax relief passed, that package passed, then it was a essentially a $12 million exemption per person. Okay, so most families that were coming to us were saying, we don't have $12 million. Even if my wife loses all of her exemption when she passes away, and I only have my exemption, $12 million is going to cover me, so we don't need to go to that AB trust. And so we did different types of planning to account for that. And now we're back at the point where we're very likely looking at an estate tax exemption being brought back down to the level of $1 million or lower, or none at all. And so we need to look at the trust to see what type of planning that we can do. Now, unfortunately, trusts never get thinner as new laws pass. When the Trump-era tax laws passed, what happened was it essentially eliminated the estate tax for 99% of Americans. But the trust didn't get thinner because we knew that these old laws could creep back in if we forgot why it was so beneficial not to have an estate tax,
right,
which we are currently in the process of doing. And so we may need to use these exemptions, these A and B versions of trust again. So all of that is said to remind those of you that are out there that have had a trust done in the past 30 years, have it reviewed. It may have some antiquated provisions in there that require the trust to be divided and into an A and B share, and we'll talk about the pros and cons of that. If you've got an estate that's relatively small, say $300,000 or $400,000, your house and maybe a small retirement and a small savings account, then you may not need that A and B split at all, and it may cause more work on the trust end than is necessary, so we can refine that and simplify it a little bit. On the other end, if you don't have a properly drafted split of a trust, or at least the election to split the trust when one person passes away, you may lose the exemption of dad or mom, whoever passes away first. And that's why it's important to get your trust reviewed on a regular basis to make sure that not only are they up to date with current law right now, but they anticipate what law is looming and currently in the form of bills in Congress pending right now. And so enough about estate taxes. I want to talk about something more exciting like socialism.
Socialism? Okay.
So an interesting thing happened to me the other day. I went by my office, which at this point, it's still private property because we haven't totally adopted socialism into this country. We've elected people that like those ideals,
sure,
but they haven't taken away all of our private property yet. And so I went to my business, my building that I own, and that the bank helps me pay for. And I was doing some late-night work. It was about 9 o'clock at night. And I see this dark Jeep Cherokee circling my parking lot. And I thought, well, that's odd. So I'm going to go out and talk to this person, or at least by walking out there, maybe it'll show that somebody's here and they should
at least introduce yourself.
Buzz off, right?
Yeah.
So I go out in the parking lot, and the Jeep stops and rolls down its window, and I don't know what to expect, but I stay and talk to the person. Somebody in plain clothes, nice enough looking guy, but totally plain clothes, and he says, do you work here? And I said, yeah. And he said, well, can I get your name? And I said, well, it's on the building. And he said, okay, that's good enough. And then he reaches into his back seat and grabs his package and hands me a bundle of mail. It's a U.S. postal worker.
Okay.
Now, the thing that's bizarre about this is, number one, why is an employee of the U.S. government driving around my parking lot in an unmarked, dark Jeep Cherokee at 9 o'clock at night?
I can actually tell you that.
Go ahead.
Because they've got vehicles that are breaking at such a rate, they're not getting them fixed fast enough, and they have to rent other vehicles for them. I can tell you that.
And that's what he told me. I asked him.
Okay.
I'm like,
so I was right.
Yes,
okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I said, why are you driving around in this dark, somewhat suspicious-looking vehicle?
It could be his private vehicle or rented, either one. The post office will pay him mileage to use his own vehicle.
And he said, the post office is renting vehicles because we don't have enough.
Right.
And I said, well, why aren't you in a uniform? And he said, we're not required to wear a uniform. So, as unsettling as that was,
yeah,
I felt there's the explanation. I didn't like it, and I still don't like it, because there's a lot of things going on in our society today that we need to be leery of. And I would think the U.S. Postal Service, that's the thing that we're supposed to trust, right? To get us our mail in a professional, on-time way, whether there be wind or rain or dark of night, right? They're going to come through for us. And then when they show up at our door, they're going to be there in that uniform that's got the bald eagle emblem on it. And we're going to recognize that they're people that are friendly, that they're on our side, that they're delivering our mail from our loved ones. And it's not somebody that's looking to case the joint to break in and you know, hold me hostage.
Yeah.
And so, but I can't tell the difference anymore. But then I go home, and this is, I think it was the next day, it was a very short period of time after. I go home, and I see this nice, clean-looking, brown, big box truck pull up to my door. The guy jumps out, runs to my step, right, and says, you Mr. Gardner? So he knows right away who I am.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I am. He hands me an electronic clipboard where I sign my name, and he hands me a package. He goes, have a good day, sir, and runs off. He's in a nice uniform. He jumps back in his truck, and he is running off to the next person to deliver their mail or their whatever package is that they've ordered.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, wow, what a contrast. You contrast every aspect of that. Now, how much federal government funds do you think UPS gets?
Oh, zero.
I don't know. I haven't looked into the books, but
zero.
I would be very surprised if they got a dollar
zero
from the federal government. Yet they are running. They are professional. They know who I am. They know what I need, and they know what their job is, and they're going on to get the next thing done.
Yeah.
This guy from the U.S. Postal Service was circling my parking lot for, I don't know, 15 minutes before I stepped out, and he decided to hand me my mail in a very, you know, unsettling way. And this private organization is delivering packages spot on, right on time. They knew who I am, and they're running off to do their job in a good, nice, professional way. Now, let me ask you, our listeners out there, we know already that private ownership of property is a good, efficient way to manage the resources that we have at our disposal. But tell me of an example, if you can think of one. Call in and tell us of a federally run program that works better than a privately run program.
The Marines.
Okay.
They can blow things up better than anybody.
They blow things up pretty darn good.
Yeah.
And I agree that the Marines are absolutely 100% wonderful. And that's what government is for. We're defending our shores.
Correct.
We're keeping us safe from enemies, both foreign and domestic. But outside that, you got me there, but outside that, I think you're hard-pressed to find a government-run organization that does it better than private.
I would agree with
you. We're going to take a break here. We'll come back. This is 560 AM, KBLU, Life, Death, and the Law.
Have a question? Our phone lines are open. Call 344-5258. That's 344-KBLU.
Hey, you, my Dave Ramsey here. If you listen to our show or know anything about us, then you know I only recommend products and services I trust and I believe in. That's why when it comes to protecting your assets and planning for your loved one's future, you've got to call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. I encourage you to take the first step and attend a free, no-pressure seminar and learn all of your options. The firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen has been educating the Yuma community for over 40 years, and this is the only area of law that they practice. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and help them leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a free personal consultation today. Call 783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
If you're feeling anxious, stressed, or lonely in these difficult COVID times, call Cal Hope at 1-833-317-HOPE. That's 1-833-317-4673. Or visit calhope.org to talk to someone who can help. Hope will persevere.
Labor is a two-way street. First, it's earned. Second, it's paid. In the air conditioning business, it just went up 10% again. I tell my techs, let homeowners know about the York factory parts and labor warranties. An out-of-warranty AC part costs many times more than yesterday's AC parts did. Ask your AC tech about our York extended factory labor warranties.
Give Air Central a call or just log on to acyuma.com.
Sprague Sports is Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters. Why? Because Sprague Sports is the difference. Where else can you buy, sell, trade, or consign firearms with free expert appraisals always? There is nothing like Sprague Sports. With 64 years of industry connections to have products in stock when others can't. And all Sprague's firearms come with a lifetime warranty. And talk about customer service. There's a gunsmith always on duty. Sprague's is your Remington warranty center. And when you need it, there's expert one-day sight-in service. But that's not all. Sprague Sports has got training courses, including Arizona CCW, First Shot, Hunter Education, and more. Sprague handles Glock, Blue Label pistols, and is your NFA dealer in suppressors and full autos. That's why we call them the experts. And Sprague's is Yuma's Yeti headquarters, the best Yeti selection and free ice for life. Sprague's has a 10-lane, rifle-certified indoor shooting range and gun rentals. You can try before you buy. Serving Yuma's shooting and outdoor needs since 1956. That's the Sprague's difference. Sprague's, 32nd Street, next to Lowe's.
Be sure to listen to 560 KBLU every Friday morning from 8 to 9 for Money Talk, bringing you the latest information and changes in the world of finances. Brought to you by the partnerships of Academy Mortgage and Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management.
Playing Arizona lottery tickets again?
Yeah, the new loaded tickets.
I've heard about those. There's over $37.4 million in cash prizes.
And winnings up to $100,000.
Wow. What would you do with all that cash?
I'd take care of you. Our neighborhood. You know, something meaningful.
meaningful, hmm? So a big screen TV too?
Well, yeah. But with the new Arizona Lottery loaded tickets, there's plenty of prizes to go around.
Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros, exclusively offering Hercules tires. A new level of performance and versatility. All-weather on- and off-road strength and durability. More security, more control, more stability. Longer lasting, outstanding warranty, and road hazard protection. Get your Hercules tires at any of the four Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros locations. Or use the Tire Finder online at edwhiteheadstirepros.com to choose the perfect tire. Pay online and schedule your installation appointment. Free pickup and drop-off for a hassle-free experience. Guaranteed.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by Deason, Garner, and Hanson, the law firm that has been voted Yuma's best 6 years in a row.
Welcome back, Yuma. This is Sean Garner. I'm an attorney with Life, Death, and the Law. We have a caller online. I believe his name is Michael. Michael, are you there? Michael?
Yes, I am. Picking you off speakerphone.
Oh, okay, great. So, do you have a solution for me? What government organization runs our everyday services better than a private organization?
That would be nil, zero, nada, nothing.
Come on, I was waiting on pins and needles to have the revelation made wide open to me. So what is your take on this?
Actually, I wasn't listening to the radio. Well, I was for 40 minutes or so, and then I arrived to my Walmart location where I'm picking up groceries to deliver. But I have a question. Are you taking questions today?
Yeah.
All right. And I know this isn't money talk, which is a separate issue, but it's kind of a chicken and egg thing. I'm not sure exactly where to start, because since I've remarried and have a 6-year-old. Sorry, real quick.
Mm-hmm.
I had to show the employee the orders I'm here to pick up. Anyway, I need to refinance. I'm still at 5%, which, you know, historically 20, 30, 40, 50 years, not that bad, but obviously not as good as out there. And the house is, through divorce, is completely 100% in my name, but now I'm remarried, and I need to get, I would like to get my wife on title. I need to discuss estate planning issues, and my concern is I'm not sure which to do first. Do I go see about refinancing? Do I come see you guys and get a consultation first, or
none of it matters? And you can start either one. Doesn't matter. But they'll eventually be together. You're exactly right.
Yeah, I agree. I think that you're seeing the big picture, and that's the most important thing, is to understand that there are better rates out there, but historically 5% is not that bad. And so I don't think that your priorities and seeing that they're conflicted, or in a sense in which one to take first, it's a tough choice. But you could do them simultaneously.
Right.
You can make an appointment with a mortgage broker and say, hey, listen, I need to hear. Just ask me your basic questions. They'll go down through some basic questions and hear what the criteria are for me to qualify for a lower interest loan, and what is going to be the upfront cost, even if it doesn't come out of pocket, how much is going to be added as principal on my loan in order for me to refinance, how many years at a better rate will it take me to make back that money that's going to be added onto my loan.
Gotcha.
And then make that educated decision. And at the same time, maybe even the same afternoon, you come by and you talk with me and you say, okay, I need to get things in order. I don't know where to start. Or maybe you do have a brief outline.
Oh, no, I definitely have thought this through. And I know that I've got 10 years paying down on a 30-year mortgage now, so I'm not going to refi or cash out maybe a little. I don't want another 30-year loan. I'm going to go to 15, and with the lower rate.
Michael, you really do need to sit down and talk to a professional. And here's the good news. We're doing both the same day. Here's the good news. Both the consultations are absolutely free, and it costs you nothing. So,
yep.
And I know both of them are very happy to do it.
Yep. And I want to get my wife on title and everything included, and there's a lot to get done.
The interest rates are so low right now. that from just what you said, you could probably save $2,000-$3,000 on every $100,000 borrowed right now per year. So,
correct.
Yeah.
And my payment would probably be the same for a 15-year as it is right now for a 30-year.
That's a decision you and the professionals make. But sometimes people keep a 30. Even a guy that's 70 years old could get a 30 to keep his payments down. It's up to you. Whatever
yeah.
you want to do.
I understand.
Yeah,
and
there are a lot of
payments.
Things that
I
come up.
I can double payments every month.
Yeah.
So people do those 15-year loans, and I've got a lot of friends in the mortgage business that say, listen, if the 30-year loan is something, the interest rate is even comparable, go with a 30-year loan because you can make those 15-year loan amortization payments. You can amortize it on your own and say, listen, I want to make the payments as if it's going to be paid off in 15 years. But then if something comes along, you get injured and you have hospital bills, you get a car accident, you need a new car, something like that, then you don't have to make that higher payment, and it allows you more flexibility.
It gives you flexibility. That's the big thing.
I understand.
But those are decisions you and the professionals could sit down and weigh it out.
Yep.
And
yep.
It's all free, Michael. It's
yeah.
free.
I just was curious if it mattered which one I started with first.
No.
If I get them both the same day, I guess.
Yeah.
So I'll be good.
I think so. And because both of them are going to be a process if they're done right. Anything that you walk in and you get it done that day, that's what you're going to be leery about, right? You know, you go in and you walk in and you get a loan on your automobile. That's a loan that you got to be very leery about because in the fine print there that they didn't take time to talk to you about is the fact that the interest rate is going to be, you know, 30% per month.
Ouch. Yeah, don't sign that
and,
one.
Right. And so the same thing with the estate plan. You come in and what people do a lot of times.
Sticker.
And Michael, we'll go ahead and I'll keep answering your question. We're going to hang up the call.
We'll make an appointment.
Perfect. All right, take care.
Sounds good.
And yeah.
So what people do is they overanalyze it, and I call it analysis paralysis.
Right.
They think, and Michael's somewhat doing this, but he's reaching out, and he's asking, which one should I do first? And it doesn't matter. You go out and you do both of them. The answer is do it. Do
yes.
it. Just go out there and make the appointment. Now, when we're saying it's a free consultation, the American public, you know, we're savvy. When we hear free, we understand there's no free lunch, okay? And I would agree with that. It's not free to you in the sense that your time is valuable. And it's not free to me in the sense that my time is valuable. But what we're doing is we're both going to mutually enter this risk with an understanding that we may be able to benefit from one another's participation. You may be able to benefit from my knowledge and expertise, and I may be able to benefit from you using my services to get an estate plan that works for you. And I'm willing to put forward that risk. And that is, fortunately, something that I get to control. It's a private decision from a private company offering private services. And I emphasize this private because whenever it's federal, then, or it's government run, then it becomes significantly inefficient and burdensome. And I was just talking to Russ over the air, and we talked about the Postal Service, and I talked about how can this thing not work? I mean, it's getting funded by so much money by the federal government, and they look worse. Now, listen.
You got 15 seconds.
No disrespect for the public postal workers out there. I love those guys. They work hard. It's the system that's broken.
Yes.
But they don't hold a candle to the private organization competitors. That's all the time that we have for today. This is Life, Death, and the Law, KBLU.
If you want to know more about something that was discussed today, please call the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hanson at 928-783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
Preceding show on 560 KBLU was a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters LLC, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
From the 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating Studio, this is News Talk 560 KBLU, Yuma.